The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now this year, inshallah, what we're going to be talking about has been called the transition. Today we'll be beginning, inshallah, with the barzakh. I want to give you a beautiful example from the life of the mother of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Because, you know, the mother of an imam is a special person. In Islam, we celebrate motherhood. We celebrate it. If someone has the honor of being a mother, that's something that they should take very seriously. How do I become a better parent? Right? What about the mother of an imam? And you and I, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq. We talked a little bit about her spiritual station with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we want to learn again from the mother of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So this is actually the story I want to tell you is about her death. Imam Ali came running to the Prophet. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he was crying. The Prophet said, "What happened?" He said that my mother passed. And the Prophet said, "Rather, my mother passed." She was that close to the Prophet. The Prophet shared a few words over there about how she used to take care of the Prophet before she would take care of her own children. So devoted to the cause. The Prophet then went to take care of her burial process. And the people, when they saw this, they were a little surprised at the actions of the Prophet. One of the things that the Prophet did was that he gave the instructions, and so the burial process was carried out under his orders. I'll give you examples. He gave some of his clothing, like cloth that had been on his body, to be part of her burial shroud. He walked, and they said that when the Prophet was walking in the burial procession, as they're carrying her, when the Prophet was walking, he was walking very slowly, and he would lift one foot and then put another foot down. Lift, right? Walking really, really slowly. When they got over there, the Prophet went to the grave that they had dug for her. He laid down in her grave. They brought her into the grave. The Prophet did the talqeen. When we tell the person, what were your beliefs? And the Prophet did the talqeen. So after that, alhamdulillah, everything was done and people were now leaving. Oh, one more thing that the Prophet did. They said that when he led the prayers, he did the takbir 70 times. And then after that, everybody was ready to leave. When everybody was ready to leave, the Prophet said something that shocked everyone. He said this sentence. He says, Ibnuki, Ibnuki, Ibnuk, la Ja'far wa la Aqil. Your son, not Ja'far and not Aqil. Ibnuki Ali ibn Abi Talib. Your son Ali ibn Abi Talib. So what happened was, the people were shocked. So they came to the Prophet afterwards. They said, "What just happened? The way that we saw this wasn't normal." So the Prophet started to explain. He said that the reason that I was walking so slowly was because there were so many of the angels, the malaika. There were so many malaika. I was walking slowly because there's so many malaika gathered there. Why did you say 70 takbir? He said, "I said it 70 times because there were 70 long rows of the malaika." They said, "What about the burial shroud? That was from you. You gave the burial shroud." He says that when she was alive, I talked to her about the grave. And when I talked to her about the grave and I mentioned that there's this squeeze in the grave, he says that she was very terrified. So I went and I laid down in the grave, that inshallah Allah take that away from her. But what about when you, because you didn't only do that, you performed the talqeen afterwards. You said those words. And this is the part I was talking about. He says that when the angels came in and they started asking her about her beliefs, she would answer correctly. So man rabbuk, who's your Lord? Allah. Who's your prophet? She named the prophet. Then the angels asked, who is your imam and your wali? He said, at that stage, she was ashamed to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I raised Imam Ali. She didn't consider, this is the status of the awliya of Allah. Everything they've done, they consider nothing. Now for her, she found it difficult to go over and say that, my son, Ali. So at this stage, when the Prophet saw this was the situation, he said, I told her, no, you say it. That's your son. It's okay. You say it. The Prophet over there speaking. And at this stage, he says that Allah granted her a lot of peace and comfort. So the believer, brothers and sisters, stays motivated, stays pushing, never feels I have enough. Even if it's someone at the station of being the mother of Imam Ali, she also feels, well, what do I have and what have I done? So this kind of an attitude makes us not only stay motivated, we seize the moment. This is good for us as youth. Instead of us procrastinating, delaying, maybe one day, we take advantage of the time that we're in. I'll give you another example. This is from the words of Imam Ali. He says this, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدُ أَيَّامٍ. He says that you're only the sum of your days. He says, with each day that passes, part of you goes. With that kind of an approach, the idea that time is getting shorter, the believer stays motivated. And we've never been promised. It's never the case that Islam says, well, you and I, we've definitely been guaranteed you're going to live for 70 years. You're going to live for 100 years. No, sometimes, as Imam Sadiq says, death comes instantaneously. No warning signs. No. You and I remember our friend, our brother, Yusuf Shami. If anyone, who is the biggest and strongest of us? For many of us, if we go to the grave now and we read the date, some of us are older than he is. We don't know. We've never been told. So what that does is it makes us prepare. Once they asked Ayatollah Marhum Mirza Shirazi, the person who made the fatwa for tobacco, they said, what if somebody came to you and told you, and you had yaqeen, and you were sure they're telling the truth, that you only have 1 week to live? What would you do? He said, I would do exactly what I've been doing up until now. He'd been prepared. He's living, this is my last, I'm only a number of days. What does God want from me? Trying his best. So for us, that's our approach. The idea is in Islam to prepare, not to wait till one's 90 years old and then figure it out. No, now. The idea is now.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.